Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Live from the Main Street USA podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up, a bench on Main Street.
Well, actually, you may be a little disappointed. I'm not in Main Street. I'm somewhere else.
Oh, you left Magic Kingdom today.
I did. It was packed. So I decided I'd go somewhere else, probably to a place even more packed, but here I am regardless. So
you went to Epcot?
You know me too well, don't you?
Yes. And let me see, where could you be sitting right now? It has to be somewhere in World Showcase.
Man, you are on a roll.
Yeah,
if you can get the exact spot, I'm going to be incredibly impressed.
I'm going to guess at the Japanese Pavilion up in that little area where we had drinks. Is that a good one?
Oh God, Doug, you know me. Holy crap, score you.
All kidding aside, did I nail it?
I'm sitting here now, and the drums just quit about 10 minutes ago, so I'm hoping we can get the show done before the drums start again. Otherwise, I'll probably have to get up and leave. But, yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. So.
Okay, well, tell our guest, honestly, John, do we even talk about this? Because I thought you were in the Magic Kingdom.
No, I told you before I was going to do it from Main Street, probably up there by the train station. So, no, I did Pirates until 1:15 this afternoon, and it was packed at the Magic Kingdom. I had even made me some fast passes and stuff for this afternoon at Magic Kingdom, but I decided it was a little too crowded over there, so I headed over here, and guess what? It's more crowded over here.
Sunday of food and wine, of course.
Yep,
it is.
Last Sunday. Last Sunday.
Yeah, so, you know, we'd probably even be stupid enough to be there.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I came in today on my AP for the last time, so this is my fourth visit, so I should be able to get my coasters, I'm hoping. So I made the trip worthwhile, hopefully. So.
Oh, okay. Need to do four more to get me a set, John.
You know what? I think this is the last day of the festival, so I don't know if I can quite fulfill that. But
well, beg them. Give them that cute little dwarf face of yours, that little sack. You're the eighth dwarf. I know you are, John. You're charming. We're going to call you charming.
Well, as long as you don't call me gropey.
Gropey. No, they wouldn't give it to you if you were gropey. You need to go up there and be charming, dwarf, and get me a set too, John.
You got it.
Yeah, but all kidding aside, what a day I've been having. I had to deal with Tow Mater today, doing some odds and ends, leak in my shower, fixing that again. You know the drill, John. And then I go to new curtains for the dining room, and I'm hanging the rods the whole nine yards. And I'm a contractor, dude. I have a laser out there and a level, both. And we're hanging them, and one side's lower than the other, John. I put the level on the floor. The floor is perfectly level. We're thinking that I'm nuts. I'm losing my touch. I'm, like, moving it up, moving it down. Never think Here, the curtains are an inch and a half different in size, John and Len.
Somebody cut them incorrect. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, dude, an inch and a half. Not an inch. I mean, not even a quarter inch. Like, you can get away. An inch and a half difference, John, and I'm wondering why I'm so off on my measurements. Like, who'd have thought brand new sets of curtains would have that problem?
Yeah, you probably spent an hour trying to figure out what the heck's wrong, right?
Dude, I got three holes in my wall right now from adjusting crack. So annoying. So annoying. But anyway, we finally got that straightened out, the great curtain caper. It was a lot of fun. And before we continue to go today, so we don't forget, I want to mention it right away. We want to thank all of our veterans, including you, John, today's show goes out tomorrow. We want to thank all the veterans. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know at least one of our buddies, Dennis, is another Navy veteran. So big thanks to him, and big thanks to everybody else that took the time and did the service for the country. So we do appreciate it, certainly.
No, 100%. We thank all you guys, so we really appreciate it. I'm going to put a little of my American Adventure on the end of the show when I cut this one out, so that ought to work, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what, Doug, it is November now, and it's about that time, so I think it's that time when we start. Okay, so what's the weather like there in New Jersey?
No, bite me is what the weather's like right now in New Jersey. Today has actually been the warmest day of the week. It's 49, John.
49 is your warmest day of the week. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, actually, the weather finally broke. We had a cool front come in last night or yesterday morning. It rained, and so yesterday, like, we had a high of maybe 71, and today got up to, like, 77 right now, 76. I'm sitting in Japan drinking a frozen Kirin. And 76-degree temperatures with no clouds. Yeah, go ahead and send me your hate email.
Yes. Well, this is the week ahead of us that we have, John. Tomorrow's going to be crazy. It's actually going to go back up to 63, right?
Okay.
Then it's going to drop to 51 as a high on Tuesday with rain with a low of 21. Then on Wednesday, we get the nice 35 in the afternoon and 19 in the evening. Don't that sound like fun, John?
That silly Arctic blast is coming, so yeah, we're gonna get a little bit of that too. I think we actually have a high of 59 or something, 58 predicted for one day next week, Wednesday or something. So yeah, it's gonna make it all the way down here. They're actually saying it might make it all the way to the Keys. I don't even know if the people in the Keys own sweatshirts. So
I know my buddy Eric, he has a new job. He had to buy a pair of steel-toed shoes because he almost cut his foot off wearing flip-flops to work. So,
I like your buddy Eric. Like him. He sounds like one of my boys.
Yeah, I love him dearly, but he's a moron. He's what Margaritaville's all about, dude. He's one of these guys that could go on a 2-week vacation with $20 in his pocket and have better time than you.
Yeah, that's a good deal. When you can have fun broke, you know how you're rolling. Yeah, that's a good time.
But the sad part is his family's rich, dude. His parents are one of the original founders of the IGA supermarkets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's how he lives in the Keys right now. He's basically been retired for the past 20 years. But now he's back doing something again. I think he's trying to get old Mr. Social Security kicked in before he has to retire. You follow me?
Yeah, if he can get away with it.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, we'd all go on a week's vacation to, like, Myrtle Beach, like 6 or 7 of us, and he'd go the whole week with 20, 30 bucks in his pocket. How'd he do that, man? But yeah, he's down there working in flip-flops, Sean.
Uh-oh, I guess we're going to see how loud it is. You're going to have to tell me if I'm going to have to move.
The drums getting ready to go again?
Yeah, they're getting ready to come on, so.
Well, yeah, you're probably going to – I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty loud, John.
All right, let me meander somewhere.
The people are just as loud, though, so, that you were sitting with. Where else can you go, John?
Ah, that's a good question. It is packed out here today, so I don't know. I guess we'll have to let me think. I could try the back of America over there, where we sat with Carmen and Brian that day.
Yeah, I wonder how back we're behind. behind the American Adventure or even go behind back down Tudor Boulevard? I wonder if the band's playing yet.
Well, you know what? I got my tablet, but hell, if you want to talk stories while I wander around a little bit and try to find a spot, you can read for a little bit. So.
Yeah, I'll kick the news off here, Johnny, as my football teams are getting killed right now.
Yeah,
my fantasy teams are horrible. My fantasy teams are doing horrible. Penn State lost last night. How did your Gators do?
They beat the knock out of Bob's Vanderbilt boys. So,
okay.
56-0.
And how is this part of the podcast is being brought to you by the Adventures of Peas and Carrots, a wonderful YouTube channel. So head over to YouTube and check out our friends at the Adventures of Peas and Carrots, Brian and Carmen. So. But anyway, no, John, my teams all got their butts kicked. My Sixers are on a 3-game losing streak after a 5-game winning streak, so Sports Corner's not doing good over here.
Hey, well, according to my son, Magic have won their last 2 games, so he's pretty happy. He's good with that. The Lightning won their 2 games over in Sweden, so Lightning looked good. Gators kicked Vanderbilt's butt, you know, so and Buccaneers were winning at halftime, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah, they're tied right now, 20-20.
Oh, it figures. They'll lose it in the fourth anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I had to start Jameis today, so that's why I apologize. That's why he's playing so bad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Last week he had a great game, but they still lost. So.
No. Usually when a quarterback throws for over 400 yards, the team lost.
Yeah, because that means you're playing catch-up in the entire day. So
yeah, exactly.
You got it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. High stats, yep. Low, no win. But anyway, did you see my tweet I put out with my miserable Mickey Mouse hoodie on?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
no.
My wife, she bought me. We were at Target the other day. They have the Disney part in there now because they sell a lot of Disney stuff in the Target stores now, which I love. And they had Mickey Mouse. It's his hoodie that has a scour face, miserable face.
Mickey Mouse with a grump face. Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
Yep. And I made my wife take the picture of me and I put it on Twitter. This is how miserable Mickey is with money grubbing Bob Iger in charge.
I see.
Yes, so you see well. You know,
well, speaking of that, did you see the wonderful offering they made to us cast members this week when it comes to Disney Plus?
No, I did not. But they offered you $3 off?
No, for Disney Plus, they offered us, we can get rid of our main gate pass if we'd prefer to have Disney Plus for free.
What are they, insane?
I guess maybe if you work at, you know, a Disney store in Des Moines, Iowa or something, maybe. But otherwise, no.
Yeah, I mean, no way. That ain't even close to the value.
No, so hey, I'm walking back here on the other side of America to the, you know, where the Fife and Drum Corps used to come out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna head back over here.
Where we sat.
No, on the other side.
Okay, where they came out, the little alleyway.
Yep.
You're super quiet back there, John.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I think we're gonna find us a spot right over here. So.
And speaking of Disney Plus, I finally joined yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I paid the yearly deal. The thing was I had to cancel Hulu. See, this is how screwed up everything is, dude. You have to cancel Hulu. Like, they're all supposed to be merged. You got to cancel each one and then re-sign up for everything all over again.
Well, that's a mess.
It is. It's just... So, out of spite, I'm probably not going to get Hulu or the ESPN Plus. The only thing I'm upset about now is money grubbing. He ended up saying that now FX, because I like a lot of shows that are on FX, FX is going to be exclusive to Hulu now. Like, you know how CBS and all these other companies have their own streaming networks now?
Yep.
FX is going to, Hulu is going to have an FX channel on there with special programming.
Yeah, I figures.
So I'll see what the shows are at first, but as of right now, I'm not going to give them my extra $6.
There's so many specialized programming now. I mean, if you end up with everything, you could spend a fortune in addition to your satellite or cable bill. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a $3 a month ordeal right now. It's what everything is.
Yeah, I think I'm at four. I think I've got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Dish Network now. So, I mean, I was granted, the other ones are only $6, $7, $8, but still, that adds up, you know. So.
No, I was talking like $300.
Oh, okay. Three bills. Bills that way. Gotcha.
Yeah, with cable and all the streaming networks, follow me. You're around three bills a month now, almost.
Yeah. And for entertainment, that if you really think about it. We all grew up watching four channels back in the day. So, yeah. of course, I was my mom and dad's remote at the same time. So, hey, get up and turn the channel.
Yeah, exactly. If I lived where you lived, like, well, dude, not where you live, but if I lived where you're at right now, that close, I wouldn't have hardly any of them because I'd be at the parks all the time.
Well, there you go.
But where I'm at right now, that's our entertainment, if you follow me. It's all we do.
I don't know, Doug. You think you'd be at the parks all the time. You and Brenda would come out to the parks today, and you'd go, we're going to go back home. So, believe me, it's that packed. So,
yeah, well, we'd probably be at the Springs, maybe, having a drink and a sandwich.
It would be that packed there. So, maybe you'd eat out there. Maybe you'd get some dinner or something out there, but you're not walking around much. Because I talked to a couple of the cast members at Pirates this morning, and they were walking around the Springs yesterday, and it was just wall-to-wall people.
Well, you know why it's so crowded this weekend, right?
Well, it's Veterans Day. Yeah. It's the last day of Food and Wine out here, and it's actually beautiful. So, finally. So, yeah, it's the perfect storm-type weather. So,
well, we have a spot. We could be right where you are right now, John, drinking a nice beer.
Yeah, this is true. You could hide out back here. So.
Yeah, I'd find a place to hide, dude. We don't need to do rides, so...
Yeah, true enough. Oh, believe me and Lisa came out on the 4th of July and had a great day. And it was hot and crowded. So we still had a fantastic day. So if you work hard enough, you can do it. So.
Yeah, we would have a good time, John.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm still waiting. The other thing I'm mad about, too, is Disney has not released their College of Knowledge yet. And I want to take my courses.
Well, you got to get your other certificate, right?
Yeah, well I can't plan anything until I get my new courses done. You follow me?
Yeah. Usually, I thought that the year I was doing that, I thought they were back in November. Yeah, back in October, I thought they had put out the ones for the next year.
Yeah, last year it waited till November, and last year I had a call, and there was like a secret back doorway. It was kind of like to get into it.
Oh,
I think they're even trying to stop us from passing that now.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to get more people just to call, right?
Yeah, so. They honestly, if Disney had their way, all travel agents would disappear. They don't want travel agents booking trips. They'd rather book the trip.
Yeah, they would prefer people here book trips, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't want to kick that money back to a travel agency. They'd rather eat it. Bob needs it for another little lanai out back.
Or a patio chair.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, and offer you guys Disney Plus. Are they high?
Yeah, that's basically the cast member's response to that was, no.
It's crazy.
I mean, that for a lot of us, that's the reason we work out here is for the main gate passes. I mean, come on.
Well, it sure isn't the money.
Well, yeah, and it's not $6.99 for a Disney. I mean, I'm going to pay the $6.99, but believe me, I get a lot more use out of my main gate pass than $6.99 a month. So
100%, especially like with Lisa and all going, you know?
Yep.
Nah, I don't know, Johnny. I just, it's crazy. You think you guys would get it for free to cast members?
Well, that's what I think I read the article on AJ's food blog, you know, what is her site? You know what I'm talking about.
It's AJ's food blog.
Food blog, yeah. Food blog. But yeah, I read it from there, and the comments were like, it would seem like Disney would want their cast members to know about the theme parks and their movies. It seems like they would give it free to both. So.
Yeah, no, not you guys. No, yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the difference. I like 10 years ago when Michael Eisner or whoever was in charge then, I have a feeling, you know, you guys would get this.
I don't know, Doug. I don't know if you were around at the end of Michael Eisner's term, but people were going ape crap about him. So, I mean, they absolutely hated him. So, at the end of his time, so.
Yeah, a lot of stuff got done under him, though. It wasn't as money grubbing as it seems to be now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's the one that made some of the agreements with, like, the Fawn, the Dolphin, to actually build the hotels on Disney property and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know.
I'm okay with that now. At least they're giving you something. I mean, think about it. If those hotels wasn't there, John, in another couple of years, none of us would be ever be allowed to afford to be on property. Again, I love you and your DVC and everything, but the way they keep changing shit with DVC, I mean, you guys in 5 years could end up with enough to do one day's vacation.
No, they don't change the points. I can go now as many days as I ever did. So
We'll see.
I mean my dues will change. Dues have went up $7 or something over the last couple of years. But no, my points are points. I mean they have a certain amount of points at the resorts, and that's all there is. So.
But I'm saying they could double the points to have to use to get into it. They could make a studio 22 instead of 11 or 13, make
no,
it
26. They can't. The way that it's choreographed, the way that they have it set up, they can't. That's all taken care of when you sit down. Believe me, I mean, I researched this before I spent money on it. So something I went into blindly, because in 20 years, I don't want to be stuck going one day. So believe me, I checked it out. So.
I pray to God you're right, John, but a lot of people thought that you would always have valet, you would always have park, like Dennis had... you get free tickets. You get entry. Yeah. Your annual pass comes with it. And there's
I didn't buy it for any of that. I bought it for my ability to stay out here at resorts that I never had a chance to. You can't talk me off of DVC, dude. I love DVC.
Honey, buddy, I hope to God it don't change. But my point is every time you turn around, I never thought they would do what they're doing, too, with the resale, either. You basically own something, and they change the laws on it. It's wrong. It's wrong, is what it is. You're never gonna sell it, cause you're like me. You got it, the heroin in your veins, if you follow me. The drug in your vein, the Disney drug. You're never gonna change. But families out there, their kids grown up and moved on, and now they lost value in it. It's pretty sad for them. I was reading an article the other day that the value has decreased on it a big time from what happened with them changing the rules on that. Resale, and it's a shame.
No, the resale, it's really hard to do. Yeah, it's really hard to do. So.
Yeah, it's not fair to you guys. Something really nice is, dude, I love this. The new awakening come to the Tree of Life for the holidays. I love the Tree of Life, dude. I just think that's one of the best things they've ever did.
I think we like it both. We both like it better than Rivers of Light, right?
So. Way better than Rivers of Light. Rivers of Light, the stadium was absolutely awesome. I just wish they could figure out what to do with that to make it great. What they should do is grab, even though they tore the boat apart, the ball, I mean the earth from Illuminations, they should put that thing back together and just float it out in the middle of River Light and play the music, and it would be better than what's there. Dude, tell me
you're killing Judith and Tommy. They like the show, so.
But tell me if they floated that barge out on the River Light water, the Illumination barge, John, you wouldn't be one of the first ones there to watch it.
Yeah, probably. Ooh, big fire barge. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Anyway, the Tree of Life, Disney Animal Kingdom awakens each night to two all new sequences for the holiday this year. The wintry tales are set to new arrangement of familiar holiday music and begin each night at sunset through the park close. Check out the video here below, blah, blah, blah. But check the video out, John. Video is gorgeous, and it's amazing even how much better it is in person.
Yeah, especially, you know, with all the new other holiday stuff they're adding out there at Animal Kingdom. So I think me and Lisa have a date set, and sometime at the end of this month or early December, we're going to go out there and check out all the holiday stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what it looks like. So.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting if our connection stays good the rest of this show, John, is what I'm hoping.
You know, we can try, Doug. There's always hope.
There's always hope. I mean, nobody understands, I don't think, unless you're doing a podcast, the struggle that me and you go through to keep this show going.
It's all part of the experience.
Yeah, buddy.
It's all part of the experience. So, well, speaking of Animal Kingdom and the Tree of Life Awakening stuff, so they also have the Merry Menagerie welcomes guests to the holidays at Animal Kingdom. So Disney's Animal Kingdom debuted its new Christmas holiday package today, including a Merry Menagerie experience. Taking place on Discovery Island, the winter stylized puppets entertain guests in an interactive experience. They kind of look like the Coco puppet, if anybody actually saw the Coco show that they did out here for a couple of months, where the people are walking behind them or walking with them, actually making the puppeteers are making them work. So there are different sets of animals, so be sure to stop by a couple of times to see everything. So I'm seeing penguins, I'm seeing a polar bear, a Arctic wolf. Yeah, so they all look really, really cool. So Merry Menagerie takes place intermittently between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily throughout the holidays beginning today. So they're set.
That sounds like a good time, because they also have the other article is new holiday decor comes at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
There you go.
Which is, I like the way they have the subtle decorations at the Animal Kingdom. They aren't over the top. They're like old school. And they look all handcrafted, you know what I'm saying, with all the animals intertwined into it. It's like, yeah, the Island Merchandise looks beautiful, you know, because it has the Island Merchandise has the garland like on it, like the pine garland, you know what I'm talking. And then it has like all the animals on top of Merchandise. It really looks pretty. So Discovery Island with the lanterns. And I like the Animal Kingdom because it's subdued, you know what I mean? John?
Yeah, it blends in with everything. Yep.
So.
It blends in with it. Okay.
I can hear you, John. It's just you're going in and out again.
All right. So let me wander back out into the promenade and see if I can find another place where the signal will be a little stronger.
It's aggravating, isn't it, Johnny?
Oh, it's all part of the experience.
Well, and you want to know the sad part of the experience is? The real sad part is? And you can tell everybody this, John. You can't even use Disney Wi-Fi because it stinks so bad.
Well, the Wi-Fi is pretty bad to begin with. And then on a crowded day like this, it's worthless. So, yeah, I mean, if you're out here and you're just trying to use the Wi-Fi to change your fast passes and stuff, you're not going to have any luck at all.
So. No, it's pathetic, John. And the thing that cracks me up is with their Wi-Fi, how much garbage it is. They want everything to run on Wi-Fi now in the parks, and they don't give you sufficient Wi-Fi.
Yep.
It's so sad. Staying on Christmas, John, Christmas holiday decor arrives at Disney Hollywood Studios. Have you seen the decorations area yet, John?
No, I parked at Hollywood Studios and walked over from there. Maybe I'll walk in there, but as crowded as it here at Epcot, I don't know if I can handle much more of the crowd, but...
It does look beautiful. Like, there's a little more tinsel and stuff like that at the studios, and I love the dinosaur girl with the Christmas ball hanging out of her mouth. John.
Yeah, Gertie. Yeah.
It really looks good. The big Christmas tree in the water there, and Toy Story Land's decorated for Christmas. It really looks beautiful. So.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios always does a good job. Unfortunately, they can't do the Osborne Family's Tree of Lights anymore. But, you know, all right, well, I guess we're going to get serenaded by the guy in Italy as we walk by.
No, that's awesome. He's not too loud. I can hear him blowing his whistle. And speaking of Italy, John, I don't understand how people are saying. I keep going back to the menu. At Tutto Gusto's, the shrimp scampi is still on the menu, John.
Okay.
Don't you remember Bob said he couldn't get it or something?
So the shrimp scampi you had at, not Tutto Gusto, or, yeah, the Wine Bar George.
It's still on the menu.
And I don't know why Bob wouldn't have been able to get it then.
Don't you remember somebody said to him that it isn't, it hasn't been on there? I've gone back and looked. It never left. I even checked into it personally because I can't wait to go back down and get that again. Tell me that wasn't good.
I know you thought that was one of the best meals you had. So
it's one of the best meals ever.
It's not there.
It's one of the best meals I've ever had.
Yeah. So.
Performers announced for ABC and Disney Channel's holiday special from Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
Oh, wait. Newsflash for Tommy. There's a train here in Germany. I'm passing it now.
It's back again? He put it up. He did post it on the trip, John.
I know. Actually, I sent him a text after they left. I was like, Tommy, look, your train.
No. So. He likes trains almost as much as I do.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe he didn't know. He didn't remember that the train was there. So.
Yeah, it's been there forever, Johnny. I know they did remove it to refurbishment one time, but it came right back. Remember it was gone for like a week or two?
No, the thing was we were talking about it one time on the show, and Tommy said there's a train in Germany.
Mm. Yeah,
and that was after like he had been 150 times with Judith. So.
No, there's going to be a lot of performers on Christmas Day again, so... Tune in to ABC and check out the whole Christmas from Disney World and Disneyland. I do tape that every year, John, and come in my office and watch it after everything calms down from the unwrapping the gifts.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch. Unfortunately, it's not the parade's not filmed for here anymore, as we talked about, just the performers. But
and we were speaking of TV again, and then going back to Disney Plus. Tell me, it wouldn't behoove Disney to. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, on Disney Plus, they had, like, a Disney World and Disneyland and all the parks channels that you could have, like, a built-in advertisement for it?
Absolutely. You know how much, especially when you're leading up to a vacation, you just sit and watch. If you just had YouTube streaming videos of the rides or something like that. I mean, they really need to do that. They really need to get somebody to coach people coming on vacation. Yeah. That would be a great idea.
Or have Stacey J's videos on there.
Yeah, exactly.
But how cool would it be, John, if they had, like, do you remember years ago? Because I used to get the videos every year. Remember, you get the CD sent to you every year, the DVD?
Yeah, yep.
And how nice would it be if they had, like, a streaming area where you could go stream information from every resort?
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool?
Yeah, so they probably won't. But they'll think about doing it like a year later or after listening to our show, John. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm like just all kidding. The other stuff, Doug.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it would be a perfect way to. I would even go for a DVC channel, John, to show you all how to buy DVC. I mean, they would miss an opportunity if they didn't do that.
Yeah, just put Resort TV on there, the same channels you have in the resort.
Yep.
So, I mean, I would actually. I love to hype myself up for vacation, so, you know, but a week beforehand, you start watching all that and get ready. That'd be great. So.
Let's continue with Christmas, John. The Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party takes place November 8, 2019 at the Magic Kingdom. We have all the entertainment scheduled and treat locations to help you out. A Frozen Holiday Wish is at 6:15 and 8:15. Where are you at now?
I am passing Africa.
Shoo, it is loud there, boy.
The African outpost.
You getting ready to cross the little bridge?
Yep. I'm trying to get over here to China to see what maybe back in the back of China I can find a spot. Yeah.
Beautiful gardens. The Mickey's Merriest Celebration on Castle Stage, 7:40, 9:25, 10:30, and 11:55. Club Tinsel Dance Party. I know you'll go to this, John, at Cosmic Rays from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Total Tomorrowland Christmas on the Rockefeller Plaza stage, 7:45, 8:35, 9:25, 10:45, and 11:35. The Edge on Effect on Rockefeller Tower stage. Man, this is loud here. Where are you at now?
I'm going into China, so let me make the right-hand turn, and we'll see if it gets any better.
Geez, Zoe, they were trying to. It sounded like a bunch of dog whistles going off, John. No, Presley's right, ears pulled up and tucked inside themselves.
All right, we're getting ready for something in China. There's crowds everywhere.
Oh, wonderful.
Holy cow.
The Edge Effect on
Rocket. I am not having any luck in finding a nice, secret, quiet spot over here.
I'm sorry, John. Anyway, this on the Plaza stage, 8:10, 9 p.m., 10:20, and 11:10. Mickey Once Upon a Christmas Parade begins at Frontierland at 8:30 and 11 p.m. Minnie's Wonderful Christmastime Fireworks at 10 p.m. And Reindeer Wranglers in Frontierland, 7:15, 8:05, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:45 p.m. And the Holiday Christmas Treat location for the Christmas Party 2019. The Mickey Santa Claus Sugar Cookie is at Market Street on Main Street, USA until 8 p.m. Fanta Soda and Snowman Soft Pretzels at Tunga Tavern in Adventureland. So they finally do serve something from there, John. Ginger Molasses Cookie at Jungle Cruise at Adventureland. Snickle Doodle Cookie at Golden Oak Outpost in Frontierland. Peppermint Crunch Cookie at Mini Cove in Frontierland. Eggnog and Chocolate Chip Cookie in Diamond Horseshoe in Liberty Square. Chocolate Chip Cookies at the Friar Nook in Fantasyland. Snowman Pretzel at Storybook Snacks in Fantasyland. Hot Chocolate, Fanta, and Snickerdoodle Cookies at Pinocchio's Village House in Fantasyland. And Apple Cider and Ginger Molasses Cookies at Anti-Gravity Galactic Goodies in Tomorrowland. Hot Chocolate, Apple Cider, Peppermint Cookies at Cosmic Rays Cafe in Tomorrowland. Characters at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Main Street is Santa Claus, Mickey Mouse, Jack Skellington, and Sally. Adventureland is Aladdin, Jasmine, Genie and Abu, Captain Jack Sparrow, Moana, and Peter Pan. Frontierland is Country Bear. Liberty Square is Mary Poppins and Bert. Fantasyland is Ariel, Prince Eric, Rapunzel, Flynn, Cinderella, Prince Charming, Belle, Pooh, and Friends. Snow White, Prince and Prince, Aurora and Prince Phillips, Alana of Avalar, Tiana and Naveen and Tweedles, Seven Dwarfs, Donald Duck, Scrooge McDuck, Minnie and Daisy, Santa, Goofy, Timon, Doc McStuffin, and Vampirina. And Tomorrowland is Reindeer, Polar Bears, Nick Wilde, and Judy Hopps. And then there's all kind of specialty foods throughout this, John, that you can go buy. You got Olaf's Frozen Hot Chocolate, available all day at Main Street Bakery. You got a snowflake brownie at Casey's Corner. You got a holiday cinnamon roll at Main Street Bakery. Carved turkey sandwich available at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. Christmas cookie milkshake at Aunt Gravity's Galaxy Goodies. Christmas cookie sundae at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies. Gingerbread sundae at Storybrook Treats. Orange Bird Christmas at Sunshine Tree Terrace. Cherry and Pistachio Float at Aloha Isle. Kakamura Float at Aloha Isle. Carrot Cake, Swen's Carrot Cake at Pecos Bills. Jolly Tamale Christmas at Pecos Bills. Christmas Churros at Pecos Bills. And Out There Vending Churro Cart. Santa Mickey Waffle Sunday at Sleepy Hollow. Tis the Season. It's a chilled Fanta orange mix and cranberry juice and green apple popping pearl available at Cool Ship. To Be a Jolly Float is at the Pizza Parlor, available at Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. And Deck the Halls is at Cosmic Rays. Holy moly, does that girl have a big mouth.
You can't hear me, but you can hear her. That's pretty good.
Yeah, my God. She's going to be a singer.
There you go. So,
where are you at now, John?
A Lotus Blossom Cafe.
And what do you got, like 50 people eating dinner there? 50 kids?
Like two. But
two of the loudest kids on the planet.
You got it. This year's Christmas Party exclusive sources of the Magic Kingdom card features Pluto. So, along with your Christmas party, Disney will once again be offering a party exclusive Sorcerer's of the Magic Kingdom card for attendees of the Very Merry Christmas Party. The 2019 card features Pluto and can be picked up at the Firehouse on Main Street, USA on party nights.
There's a bunch of nights sold out, John. That's cool that they do that with the cards.
Yeah. Usually every Halloween party and every Christmas party has a distinct card. And believe it or not, Doug, well, you probably do believe it because you know as well as I do that there are Disney geeks, and then there are Disney geek geeks. There are grown guys who walk around with whole albums of these cards and play the game. adults that really get a kick out of it. So yeah, they collect all the cards, and then they go around to each of the spots and hold up their different cards to play a game. And I guess it is one of those games where the more you play it, the harder it gets and stuff like that. So I think you level up and all that type of stuff. So
that's pretty cool, John. But,
yeah.
You and I wouldn't have the free time to do that, I don't think.
Not too much. So. All right, so I'm going to move on, see if I can find another spot.
Real quick, the lighting structures installed at Tomorrowland Speedway, the overlay. I like that, John. What about you?
Yeah, anything that adds a different element, I'm excited about. So anything like that, I'm happy to see. I know a lot of people, they come, especially Walt Disney World, they come here and they expect to see what they want to see. That's why we never get the overlay for Haunted Mansion and stuff like that, because people would complain too much. But certain little elements like the Jingle Cruise over, in Adventureland and stuff like that, I don't have a problem with at all. So.
No, I love all that. I wish they would... I mean, I'm not a big Nightmare Before Christmas fan, so I don't care that I'm glad they don't do that to the Haunted Mansion. But if they did something else, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm not a big fan either. So, but again, if it was a holiday overlay or something, I don't really care. So.
Speaking of, let's go into demolition, John. Did you see what they did to the McDonald's at the All-Star Resort? It's basically down to nothing.
Yeah, I think they took your advice, and you said, a lot of times it's easier just to destroy the entire building.
Yes.
And that's basically what they did, right?
Yeah. It had a major remodel in 2009, but now they're just bulldozing the whole darn thing.
Yeah, and they're going to start from square one. It kind of makes you curious as to what they're going to do. So.
Yeah, but I don't know, John.
All right. How we sounding over here?
You're much better. And what's this, Disney Plus coming to Disney Springs? Did you see this, John?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't get a chance to read it yet. So.
Beginning,
see if I can pop it up.
Go ahead.
All right. So, all right. Disney Plus coming to Disney Springs. Right, beginning November 12th, you can learn more about the Disney Plus streaming service at Disney Springs. The pop-up location will open on launch day in a kiosk in front of the Paddlefish restaurant on the landing. Disney Plus is the new dedicated home for streaming entertainment from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, and more. Disney Plus offers ad-free programming with a variety of original feature-length films, documentary action, animated series, and short-form content. Disney Plus is available in the U.S. for $6.99 per month. So.
Or $69.99 for the year if you want to save yourself $15. Anyway, more news, Johnny. This will fit the day for us. New African spice nuts from Dalabar satisfy the holiday heat.
Spice nuts.
Yeah, the way this show's been going, we need some spice nuts, Johnny. need a little spice in your Disney vacation? If so, head on over to Africa this holiday season. Dalabar has just the thing to bring the heat to your next visit. I know Carmen and Brian, they were just down there, and they do love the Animal Kingdom, John. They're there a lot.
Yeah, they seem to spend quite a bit of time there.
Yeah, so I don't know if they tried these, but I'm sure they've seen them probably. Anyone who has ever sat at the bar drinking knows the craving for a handful of salty nuts. Dalabar is now serving up little holiday spin on that with their new African spice nuts. The nuts are served in the same heart-covered wax paper and glazed as the glazed nuts served on property. These aren't served warm like some of the others option, but don't let that deter you because they certainly pack the heat. What you're served is a mixed peanut, pecan, cashew, almonds, hazelnuts, and Brazilian nuts tossed in an array of holiday-esque spices. They're $5.99, John. The cinnamon and the nutmeg really hit you hard, especially on the back of your throat, but not in an unpleasant way. While those spices are definitely the most present, to the more you eat, the more you start to taste a bit of condiment. And if you're a fan of spice and a little bit of heat, you're in this food, you're in your food, this is definitely for you, especially if you're washing it down with a cold cocktail, which I know you would be, John.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, Dawa's Bar is a great place to hang out. They've got some decent beer, and they used to have some nice Bloody Marys. I don't know if they have them anymore, but they used to have a nice Bloody Mary bar. So.
Well, that sounds good. Overall, these nuts are definitely some of my favorites I've ever tried. The one and only downfall is the Cheeto-like dust residue you get on your fingers after eating them, but nothing a napkin or a $30 Disney t-shirt won't do to wipe them off. That was pretty good. You sound good now, John. Where are you at now?
I'm still sitting in China, but I sat down on the ground in the shade over by the payphones, by that little kiosk that's outside the big store. I'm sitting. It's funny, Doug. I'm sitting by a planter, and it's got a little tree in it, and I just can't help myself. I actually weeded it while I'm sitting here listening to you talk. So you know, I took care of that. It's one less thing the landscaping crew has to worry about tomorrow. So
there you go.
But you know, it looks like Disney's Wilderness Lodge got a surprise gingerbread cabin just in time for the holidays.
Dude, that looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Sugar now, wait. Before you go. I'll let you go. You're coming in clear. John, next time we record, maybe you go over to Wilderness Lodge and check out this cabin for us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That sounds like a great idea until I get over there and I can't get a signal. But
yeah, you'll get a signal. Go ahead. I'm sorry. But it does look cool as heck.
Yeah, sugar, spice, and all things nice. A magical surprise will soon arrive at the lobby of Disney's Wilderness Lodge. The arrival of an all-new gingerbread cabin, in keeping with the tradition that most Magic Kingdom resorts follow around the holidays, a tiny cabin is being built out of wood and covered with gingerbread shingles and brick. The contemporary resort may have the Cinderella Castle gingerbread display, and the Grand Floridian gingerbread house is just a few days away from completion, but now we have a sweet new construction update for you. This house is currently being assembled in the lobby, overseen by managers and resort's pastry chef team. We're huge fans of the bakery team here, with Roaring Fork doling out some of the best baked goods on property, and they can't wait to see the final cabin. Signage is propped up throughout the lobby to get guests hyped for the new cabin. For years, the resort usually set up hot chocolate serving stations for the guests. This is the first year that the resort gets its own, very own, larger-than-life gingerbread display. The base of the display is set on rolling wheels with a log cabin section and a roof section off to the side. We were actually able to catch them placing the roof on the cabin, so keep scrolling for more photos, and they even have a video. So it all looks really, really cool. So they got a lot of intricate work on it and stuff like that. And so if you're a fan of the gingerbread house in the Grand Floridian, I think you would love to see this over at the Wilderness Lodge. Okay, put me on mute for a minute.
That's okay. It's just par for this show. It's just par for my day, John.
Ay.
I know.
It's all right, carrying on.
But I wonder what they're going to sell here, John.
I'm going to go with gingerbread.
Yeah, but do you think they've made one that looks just like it?
Yeah, well, they might have the kits that look similar to it. But I'm thinking, what do you know, bears, raccoons, stuff that would fit in the forest, I guess.
Yeah. So. New gingerbread sundae at Storybook Treats at the Magic Kingdom is absolutely phenomenal. I'll tell you what, it does look really good.
I don't know. You a big fan of gingerbread?
Once a year, yeah, if you don't overdo it. But this really looks good. I mean, this sundae, it has a little mini waffle, like, hanging out the top of it.
Yeah, it's very cute. I just don't know if it'd be a bit too much. Not a huge gingerbread fan, but...
The Magic Kingdom is looking beautiful for the holidays on Main Street USA. You just watch the Holly Trolley show and craving a festive treat. That also needs to cool you off in the blazing Florida sun. Look no further than the gingerbread sundae. It has mini in it, which is awesome looking. The gingerbread sundae is only $6.49. And I'm saying something nice. See, I'm not criticizing all the time.
Nah, $6.49 is not too bad, actually.
No, it's not. The treats in the Magic Kingdom is gingerbread soft. I mean, what did I just do the other day, John? I went to this local barbecue joint, and I got a shrimp po' boy. And it was really good. Shrimp po' boy and a hoagie roll, the hoagie roll size, and an order of fries. What do you think it cost me, John?
Shrimp po' boy. I'm gonna and every time I get a po' boy sandwich, it doesn't really fit the equivalent of a poor boy sandwich anymore. So I'm gonna go $14.75
with the fries.
With the fries, yeah, $14.75 sounds about right.
$18.
That's an expensive lunch, Doug.
Yeah, it was. It was good. I was having a bad day, and I what happened is I pulled into the local Wawa, and it was so packed, dude. I was PO'd. So I drove further down the road, and I remembered this, that they opened up this new barbecue joint. And it's family-owned, and I wasn't mad about it, but the food, it was really good. But it's not a place you could eat lunch every day. You would go broke, but it was $18. So Disney's prices, the food isn't what bothers me. It's everything else that gets me with Disney. The food doesn't really get me PO'd, John. Even the $3 bottle of water or $4, whatever it is, I'm not mad at that because you're allowed to bring that with you. So that's your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of that, Doug, I grabbed that frozen Kirin before I record it with you, and I think that's the only beer that's still at the same price. I think that's the only beer left out here that's less than $9. So it's $8.25 plus tax, $8.79. So I think that might be the last one. Every other beer is now well over $9. So
yeah, they are getting, and I'm not trying to criticize here. They are getting a
little. No, I understand, but I'm just saying.
but they are getting a little carried away with a $12 beers, John. That's starting to get to the point where, come on, $10, $9, $10, I'm okay with, John. But what's one now? What's the lift in the mind? Almost $12.
I'm probably gonna let you know in about an hour after we're done recording, because I'll probably grab one of those before I head home. So yeah, it's probably, I think it was 11 and a quarter last time I had one. So
it's like enough already, dude. Come on, Bob, cut it back a little. Anyway, the gingerbread is available for $6.49. Treats in the Magic Kingdom is a gingerbread soft serve sundae topped with whipped cream, gingerbread pieces, and Minnie Mouse waffle topper. I love the gingerbread as much. I love gingerbread as much as the next person, and this is a beautiful, it is beautifully presented. I'm sorry, the writing is not the best here. That being said, it all comes down to taste. And it really looks good, John. I mean, the soft serve's ice cream, look, I love soft serve a lot. What do you like better, hard ice cream or soft serve?
That's a tough one. Probably the hard ice cream, because you get more flavors. So.
Yeah. See, I like my soft serve. It was actually amazing. You could smell the gingerbread, and the moment you're handed the sundae, the soft serves taste like gingerbread, but with a creamy texture, it is like gingerbread with a vanilla taste. That sounds really good. There is no denying it's gingerbread. The cookie gives it added flavor. You can definitely taste a bit of crunch. I wish there was more cookie topping. I'm pretty sure the drizzle is caramel, but the sign didn't mention the sauce. It is caramel. The wafer topping is nice, but the basic gingerbread taste is super strong here, and the cookie pieces made the entire dessert. It looks really good, John. I'm in. I would split this. Well, I couldn't split it with Brenda. She don't eat ice cream.
Doug, I think this is something me and you would have to split, because Lisa's not eating it either. So I think me and you are going to have to have a bromance moment and split this between us two. How about that?
Yeah, there you go, John. Yeah, 100%. What else do we have? New Disney Park Happy Holidays refillable resort mugs debut at Walt Disney World. Holy moly, we got a new resort mug, John.
Yeah, but they're not resort specific.
No.
So.
No. Just another way to know you. They couldn't have put the resort on it, could they?
No, and that's what I really miss. I miss going into each individual resort and seeing, you know, the characters hanging out at that specific resort. So that's my favorite mugs that I have are the ones from even back in the day from not Port Orleans Riverside, but from Dixie Landing.
Yeah, I still have the purple one, the purple lid one from Dixie.
Yeah.
And multiple of them, 5 or 6 of them from different years. This one has Minnie, Mickey, Goofy, and Pluto. And what do you think it costs, John?
Probably running about $16.95 right now.
I'm trying to find it. It disappeared, the price. I think they're afraid to tell. Oh, $19.99, John.
Jeez,
or now $19.99 after a wave of price increases. Ain't that nice of them, John?
Well, that's what we do here.
They can't leave anything go, can they? They were previously $18.99, and when they dropped this, they raised it. What the hell? Let's make it another buck.
Yeah, as long as we're below that $20 marker.
That's the point I'm making, John. These are the things that drive me insane. It's like family of four now for four refillable mugs is $80, John. I mean, come on. I mean,
I believe I'm
joke.
Taking an Uber over to the Hess station and grabbing me 2 12-packs of soda. That's me. So.
Oh, yeah. But Bob, our buddy Bob, I mean, not Bob. Sorry, Bob. Sorry to throw you under. Pat will yell at us and tell us it's still a bargain. Yeah, it's still a bargain. You know. But,
I don't know. We checked into the resort for that one night, and family came up to us and asked us if we wanted to have their mug. They just bought it 2 days before, and we were like, sure. We took it back to the room, washed it out, and Lisa got free soda for the day and a half. So that worked for me. So
well,
thanks.
That was nice.
Yeah, thanks, folks. So.
Dude, I would love to do that. I would love to see that them passed on like that just to cost Disney money. I love it.
Well, the problem is it's only good for 2 weeks. So, you know, you can only pass it on a certain amount of days, but still.
Everybody would do that. We should start that, dude. Pass on your mugs.
And the thing is, Doug, I'm sure some people will be like, oh, that's disgusting. How dare you do? All right, people, when you go to a restaurant, do you think you're the first person that ever drank out of that beer mug, soda mug, or wine glass?
No.
As long as you wash it correctly, you're fine, okay?
I don't even care if you don't use it. Just go and fill it and pour it out. just out of spite.
Just to PO them off, right?
But, yeah, but you know if Disney did that, they'd find a way to make it exclusive to you. I'm surprised they don't fingerprint you, John.
Yeah, you have to scan your magic band at the same time that you put it on the the soda thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. What else do we have here, Johnny?
Well, I know you're going to be happy about this one. Dinoland USA gets decked out for Christmas at the holidays. Earlier this week at Disney's Animal Kingdom, they stopped by Donald's Dino Bash to catch their friends in the best holiday attire. So they, of course, had to check out what holiday cheer Dinoland USA had to deliver at nightfall. And as much as I don't like Dinoland, I do love Christmas lights. And the big dinosaur dressed up in Christmas lights actually does look pretty cool. So
I would like that. I wouldn't bother
yeah,
me.
I would too.
Just get rid of Primeval World and Triceratops Spin and all that crap. I'm not upset with the Dinoland, the dig site and all that. That's fine. I just don't like all the games and all that other crap.
The dinosaur friend who was finally covered in lights from head to tail was sparkling all night long as the lights changed from a stagnant rainbow to a flash of different colors. The water tower right next to Launchpad McQuack was standing tall and bright, and nice to see this finally all lit up after being wrapped in lights for weeks leading up to it. And then some of the trees have some purple lights on it, or hot pink lights on the trees that loom over the Daisy meet and greet area. It looks basically like how I decorate my house. Very tacky, but I love it. I wouldn't mind. Actually, though, I wouldn't mind walking by there and taking a look at that because I do love holiday lights. So, tackier the better.
No, I'm in, John. I'm in to see that. I'm happy with Chris. Anything they give you that they're not charging you extra for, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it fits in there, you know, I mean, because as goofy as tacky as Dino Land is anyway, Christmas lights on top of stuff makes it look even tackier, so.
I'm in. Olaf Chocolate Marshmallow Vernine is so good, it was worth melting for Disney Hollywood Studios.
I don't know about that, but.
What is a Vereen, John? It's Verrine. It looks like kind of looks like a pudding or like a souffle, like a yogurt parfait.
Yeah, it's truly a marshmallow world in the winter at Disney's Hollywood Studios. In light of everything Frozen 2 hitting Walt Disney World, they would expect nothing less than to see treat offerings inspired by the most well-known residents of Arendelle. Their favorite snowman, Olaf, has a new wintry dessert just in time for the holidays. Olaf's Chocolate Marshmallow Verrine is available for $4.99 at Fairfax Fair on Sunset Boulevard. The treat looks delicious. They were just expecting something more festive since it's listed as part of Hollywood Studios' holiday food offerings. Dessert is topped with a white chocolate Olaf waving from inside a Hollywood Studios 30th anniversary logo. Milk chocolate crispy pearls are also sprinkled on top. The layers of the dessert, the bottom is a basic chocolate cake followed by a layer of thick whipped cream. Then there's a layer of mini marshmallows and fudge-like chocolate sauce. The dessert is topped with another layer of whipped cream and then the milk chocolate toppings. They were wary that the dessert might have a bit too much marshmallow, but we're pleased to find the blue layers were whipped cream rather than marshmallow fluff. We found this dessert to be right up the alley of chocolate lovers. It's milk chocolate on top of milk chocolate. But that sounds good. Blue coloring is just food dye. It doesn't affect the taste. It also has a thicker consistency than the rest of the verines. I guess a verine is a parfait.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like a yogurt parfait.
Yeah. Overall, they found Olaf's chocolate marshmallow verine worth melting for. Its ingredients are simple and classic, making it difficult to go wrong. So, there you go. Eating this dessert will make you feel like you just got a warm hug.
Oh, jeez. So. They should call it Doug, then.
It doesn't sound too bad. I like milk chocolate. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate, but I like milk chocolate. But I was, like them, I was kind of afraid of marshmallows because I don't care for marshmallows. But if there's only a little bit in there, I think it'd be okay.
Well, you got to see, you were there at you've been at Epcot this week. You got to see our wonderful friends, Judith and Tommy, and you had a wonderful anniversary. So happy anniversary, John.
Yeah, actually, our anniversary is Wednesday, but we celebrated a little early last Monday out at Food and Wine Festival. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And you did go around Food and Wine a little bit. So what was some of your favorite things, John?
Let's see. The one of the best, our favorite booth altogether was Spain again, because it was a bit warm again that day that we were out here. And coming out to the Food and Wine Festival when it's hot, any soups, you know, stuff like that, if it's a hot day, they just don't feel real well on you. Spain always has cold dishes. They had the charcuterie cone, which just had a bunch of cold meats and cheeses in it with olive oil. And then they had the, I think it was a, it wasn't ceviche, but it was a seafood mix with olives, like octopus, clams, and that was cold. And I got all that with the selection, the wine pairing, three Spanish wines. And so that was fantastic. It was really, really good. Individually, there was some good ones, but I don't know if anything really stood out. We had went through the menu book and looked at it really hard and put down our definites, and we got all those. And I would say they were all good. But other than Spain, I don't know if anything really stood out. The charred chimichurri steak from the place up front, not Coastal Eats, but I forgot the name of it. It's the ESPN one, one that was sponsored by Flavors from Fire. And that was actually sponsored. Yeah, that was sponsored by ESPN. So as you walk through there, ESPN Game Day. So as you walk through there, they had all the guys from ESPN Game Days picked out their choices and had their little, you know, stuff on there. So, but yeah, that was good.
Yeah, you had the seafood and pork belly from Brazil. How was that?
Yeah, that was really good. The seafood stew was probably our individual favorite dish of the day. And as a matter of fact, I got a recipe, and I've got tomorrow off, and that's what I'm making tomorrow. So I'm going to make it with tilapia, some mini scallops, and some probably salad shrimp, and see how that turns out.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was cooked in coconut milk with white rice, tomatoes, peppers. So, yeah, I'm going to give that a shot tomorrow and see how that turns out. That was probably our favorite. I had the Brazilian pork belly there, and that was one of the ones that, you know, listening to Bob over the years and me also complain about, you know, sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you get a bad one. Ask for a fresh one, got a fresh one. It was fantastic. So Lisa doesn't like pork belly. She thinks it's too fatty, which is probably true, but nonetheless, I like it. So
how was Bambi, by the way?
It was okay. It tasted like a big glop of beef stew. So I couldn't really tell the difference between that and venison stew. And then some of the comments I got on it was, well, that's what venison stew is supposed to taste like. If it's done correctly, then it tastes like beef stew. Well, then why wouldn't I just eat beef stew?
No, I hear you. Now, it's supposed to have a little gamey flavor to it. It's supposed to have a different bite to it. Yeah, like, you're right. If it's going to taste like beef stew, did you have beef stew?
Exactly. Yeah, so I thought maybe there would be something a little more unique to it. But no,
And how was the Kahlua pork slider this year?
Again, it's one of those items that Tommy had it a couple of days before, and he said that, you know, they grabbed it off of the heat lamp area, and it had soaked into the bun already and was all greasy, and it could barely hold it because the juices from the meat itself had soaked the bottom bun. So I asked for a fresh one, got a fresh one for Lisa, and it's as good as it always is. I mean, it's pretty standard fare now. I mean, it's been here for, seven years now? So
Every Food and Wine I've ever been to, I had one.
Yeah, yeah. So. And it's good. It's good, but it's nothing, you know, unique and different. So,
Was the seared scallops at the Wine and Dine?
Those are always good. But I have to be perfectly honest with you, and I know you hate that phrase.
It's about time you are, John. Apparently, you're always lying.
But the scallop dish that we get at SeaWorld on their food festival is a much better deal, and they're cooked better. So yeah, I mean it was good, but I don't know. I just like SeaWorld's a lot better, actually. So.
And you met our beautiful friends, Tommy and Judith. You had some beignets over at Port Orleans to start the trip off with them?
Yeah, we saw them in the morning, had some beignets at French Quarter, talked to them for a little bit, and then we took them over to the Lisa and Judith's favorite store, Cast Connection. Did a little shopping there, and then headed over to Epcot, where we spent the day. I think Judith and Tommy left for a little while to go ride Frozen. And then we spent most of the rest of the day together until they had to leave around 4 o'clock to get back on their plane. And then they had a terrible time getting on their plane, getting out of here. I think the first flight got canceled. They got postponed. And so they were supposed to leave at something like 8:05. I don't think they left until almost 11. And they didn't get back home until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Both of them had to work the next day.
Holy moly, that stinks.
Yeah, that didn't work out well. And they were texting me that, and I just kept sending them pictures of the fold-out couch in our room. I was like, guys, just come back and crash. I mean, seriously.
And speaking of that, you had problems with the Animal Kingdom, didn't you, John?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful resort. We love it, so we're not coming down on it. But you did have issues this trip again.
This isn't the first time I've had issues here, and other people wouldn't even find this an issue, but we're Floridians. And we run our air conditioning all the freaking time, and because of that, we're very accustomed to when we go to bed, we usually have the and I don't know about you, Doug. I don't know where you've got a 2-story house too. Where's your thermostat at? Downstairs or upstairs?
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, so is ours. So especially in the summertime, we have to set our air downstairs about 68, 66 degrees to get the upstairs to cool off. Mm-hmm. So our house gets very, very cold, and that's just the way we're accustomed to sleeping. And on top of that, we have ceiling fans going and the whole thing. And so at Animal Kingdom, I guess they can get away with it because they're trying to be, you know, conservation minded and all this. But, you know, as well as I do why they're really doing it.
But the
room never, supposedly we set the room at 65. It felt like it never got below probably 77, 76. I mean, it was still very warm in there when we went to bed. But then when you go to sleep, every time you'd quit moving, the AC would cut off, the fan would cut off, and nothing would run. And then you'd wake up to use the restroom or whatever you might have to do in the middle of the night, and it would come back on for 4 or 5 minutes. And then as soon as you fell back asleep, it would turn off again. And then you'd wake up and wander around a little bit, and it'd come back on. So, I mean, if you're accustomed to sleeping in that type of temperature, that's, you know, it's fine. Or maybe it was if it was a little chillier outside and the room was a little cooler, it would have been fine. But yeah, for us, that's probably the last time we're ever going to stay there. So
yeah, Brenda would have been fine with that. I would have been okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing is what the heck happened with check-in? They didn't get you in till what time? Didn't they get you in late, John, and far away?
Well, we were certainly far away, but I mean, that's nothing you can really do about. Yeah.
No,
so,
but I thought they got you in late.
No, we checked in early in the morning, and once again, they say the same thing you say every time. Oh, we're going to send you a text when the room's ready. But of course, that's never right. So yeah, we stayed out at Epcot, I think, until we got back to the room around 7, or we got back to Animal Kingdom Lodge around 7:15, 7:30, and they had never texted us anything. So I called on the way. And to see what room number we had, because surely our room's ready by now. And the person I talked to on the phone, I can't access that information right now. You're going to have to go up to the front desk. So why did I check in at 10:15 or 8:15 this morning if I have to go to the front desk anyway? So,
yeah,
but
that's,
anyway,
that's
so.
What I was talking about. It's like it just, it's like your time means nothing.
No, I mean, So what was the purpose of me checking in this morning? I mean, and why do you even tell me you're going to text me if you're never going to text me? Lisa's got a text one time. When she checked into the boardwalk, she got a text at 2:15 that the room was ready. I got one text when we were at Boardwalk or at Hollywood Studios, and I think it was Boardwalk too. Our room was available. But other than that, in the last probably 6 years of us staying out here, that is the two times that we've got texts. So, yeah, and you know how many times we stay out here. I mean, so
it's sad. It's very sad. Like, we always have to call, and Brenda will get upset with me because I keep calling, because I really don't care. It's like, because I know I'm not getting a text or call. I mean, look at the trouble I had on the last visit to get my damn room clean.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why do you, if you're not going to text, why do you tell me you're going to text? I mean, make up your mind. I mean, don't do it. Then just say no. We're not going to let you know. I mean,
and then basically the way they're going, being rude doesn't seem to bother them anymore. So I don't think they really care about. They should just say, we really don't give a crap. We'll let you know.
No,
when
you're
going
to have to come back here and check in anyway. So
it's your problem. We don't care. But no, Judith and Tommy, they got to see you. They got to see the expert at work, didn't they, John?
Yeah, they came by and saw me at Pirates. I saw them last weekend, and then I saw some of my other buddies yesterday: Adam Dale, Terrence Hawkins, Joe Masters, and David Gale all came by and saw me yesterday. So yeah, I had a busy day yesterday. Quite a few guys came by. So.
Yeah, and I think you missed Carmen and Brian because of the Run Disney, because he ran. And
yeah.
I think you were there when he – you understand what I'm saying? Your schedules just didn't meet up, because I know they'd have loved to have seen you, because they were at the Magic Kingdom. They ate at Skipper Canteen, which they really enjoyed.
Oh, really? They liked it. Yeah, that was one of your least favorite places. So that's yeah. Interesting that somebody else thought it was pretty good. So
Brenda loved it. Brenda had no problem. And it was all my like, I didn't hate
Skipper's
Canteen.
Yeah, because you
ordered
the same thing that you ordered at
I ordered that
crappy
Coke. And you do the same stupid thing, too.
I know.
I ordered that crappy coconut deal, which I don't like coconut in my seafood. I love a Mounds bar, but I don't like coconut seafood. But for some reason, I'm a seafood nut. I see all the different kinds of seafood in there, which I'm all into. But I keep forgetting this curry sauce that they make. I can't stand.
And it's weird, Doug. I've ordered that twice at Yak and Yeti, and both times it sounds great, and it's not bad.
No,
it's
bland. Made right.
It's just bland. It's just bland. So.
It's made right, but it don't hit our taste buds, John.
No, it's just bland. So.
And it's
funny because actually that seafood stew that I like so much from Brazil is actually simmered in coconut milk. So hopefully I don't screw it up. I'll probably end up making it taste like Yak and Yeti instead of Brazil.
Yeah,
so.
Probably. I mean, I have literally eaten at the Yak and Yeti a minimum 30 times, Sean. And that's the only meal I've ever had there that I haven't enjoyed. And it wasn't, and I ate it, and it wasn't their fault. The flavors were good. The seafood was cooked right. Thank God my wife, that trip was in the mood for, it was weird. For some reason, she was in the mood for ribs and got this big old slab of Flintstones ribs. So I could eat some of them to hold me over. You know what I mean?
It's funny, Doug. I think you had exactly the same menu that me and Lisa had last time. Because Lisa got the ribs and I had the stew. So.
Yeah. And it was one of those deals where Brenda goes to me, "You're going to get that?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Well,
yeah,
you don't
good.
Like that." And then when I did it, like each time she'll go to me, she goes, "Really? You're getting that?" And I'm like, "Yes, it's awesome." I can't stand it. It's like I'm so stupid. But like that time though with her getting those ribs, I'm like, "You're getting what?" Like that ain't like her. Like for some reason she gets to Disney World and ribs and burgers, she's like a cavewoman sometimes. It's like, "Yo, you want this stuff?"
Well, you know what? You know, people say calories and carbohydrates and cholesterol, they just don't count at Walt Disney World. So.
No, she's, for some reason, I just think she's, all the walking we're doing, she's craving the protein or whatever.
Yeah,
in,
exactly. Right. So.
But nah, their ribs are really good there, John. They're really good. They're out of this world. They have their own unique flavor to them. You know what I'm saying? They, because of the Asian, the little Asian accent to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit like Korean barbecue type stuff. So, yeah, I love Korean barbecue, so I imagine anything that tastes similar to that would be good. So.
And I know, speaking of barbecue, how excited are we about the American Adventure, John? They finally listened to our show. I can't wait to eat there now.
Really looking forward to having different flavors of barbecue from around the country. So, yeah, barbecue is one of my favorite foods. So, yep, definitely looking forward to it. And I know Lisa, she missed some good Texas beef brisket. So, hopefully they do a good job for her. So.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be awesome. I mean, I'm actually – and the burger they're going to have there looks really good. I'm just excited about – hopefully it'll be – what I'm hoping for, this comes out kind of like Santulli Canteen over at – Pandora, where it becomes like a casual counter serve, I mean, an upscale counter service, you know what I'm saying? Kind of food.
Yeah. I can see that. Or maybe a little bit like Be Our Guest, where maybe it's something like that, where you order the food and then somebody brings it out to you type thing.
Yeah, but it just a little above fast food. You know, I like, because that's why, believe it or not, that's how I feel about Columbia Harbor House. The salmon and all that, and the lobster roll, even though you're doing counter service, you feel like you're having a little bit of a better of an experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Columbia Harbor House is fantastic. So it's still one of, I think it is my favorite quick service at Magic Kingdom. So.
Well, John, there's a good chance we're going to be doing a show this Tuesday. We're going to keep it as a surprise for everybody, but we're going to have an interview with a hotel manager, it looks like, John, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds great. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, so it sounds real promising, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about his hotel property. So.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully everything goes good, and we have this Tuesday, 5 o'clock, we got an interview set, so hopefully everything goes good. I won't mention the name of the hotel because I want to make sure the recording's done before and everything's done before we do it, but I'm looking forward to it, John.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Now, Doug, I also now Judas and Tommy had seen it earlier in the week, but me and Lisa went and saw the preview center in the Odyssey restaurant for the new area of Epcot opening up. And if you're at Epcot and you have a chance, I would seriously recommend you go and buy there. There's a lot of silly photo ops in there, so you can pose with like Ratatouille and some stuff. Not the character Ratatouille, but like a frame of Ratatouille and stuff like that. And then
like the video frames or something are moving with it too. There's like a video in there of it, isn't there?
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. And then but then you go inside and it's a big display in the middle that has, you know, obviously Spaceship Earth in the middle of the display and stuff like that. And it shows you the different areas, gives you a little preview of the Ratatouille ride, a little preview of the new films coming to Canada, China, and France. Oh, no, I think France is keeping theirs, but China and Canada gives you a preview of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Did it do Moana?
I don't remember if I saw Moana or not.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be that new water spectacular ride or something like that.
Yeah, and the whole thing is done in like the surround screens. So you go inside, and it's probably a good 20-minute exhibit altogether. But it's continuously running. So, you know, you catch one segment, and then you can leave, come back, and catch the other segments and stuff like that. But yeah, I thought it was really cool, really well done, and it really gets you hyped up for Epcot. I think it's going to replace where Fountain of Nations was, is it's going to be a two-story almost like park setting where there's going to be trees and walkways and stuff on the ground floor, and then there's going to be staircases that go up to a second level, and then there's going to be full-size trees and pathways and stuff on a whole second level.
That sounds pretty wild. I wonder what's that supposed to be? Like, does it say what the name is or
I think it's going to be the one of the new venues for some of the artists they have. You know, like they would put some of the gospel singers and stuff like that up front the fountain stage. So I think they're going to have a stage like that up there.
Oh, and you could just hang out and eat and drink and chill?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but it looks really, really cool. So if I can get a good picture of it, I'll send it to you, or I'll post it on our Facebook page to show people what it looks like. But I hadn't even heard anything about that.
That sounds cool. And I'm excited about the – because they're supposed to be with the Moana thing. Besides the ride or whatever, it's also supposed to be like a big water exhibit area, like ponds and water and streams. It sounds really awesome, that whole area, even though I will miss the Fountain of Nations.
Yeah, I certainly miss that. Me and Tommy were talking about, I think it was, or might have been Judith, we were talking about that and how cool it was that, you know, people had brought water from all around the world, the seven seas, all the rivers of the world and stuff like that. So, and it was a little disappointing to see that leave. But
I'm surprised that Disney didn't make little tiny little water bottles and sell them, saying it was that water.
Maybe there'll be a pin that comes out soon that has a little...
Yeah, but do you remember, like, the little soda bottles used to be, like, an inch tall, John, the little tiny water? Like, I'm surprised they didn't do, like, little tiny plastic bottles or something and put that water in there and then sell them for, like, $5 a piece.
Speaking of that, Doug, you know, you brought up something. One of my first souvenirs I ever got from a friend when he went on a vacation, I think I was probably 8 or 9 years old, he came back and he gave me a little bottle of St. Ellen's ashes from the volcano that erupted back.
There you go. I'm surprised they didn't do something like that, John. They missed. I'm money grubbing Bob. You missed out on an opportunity, because if it would have been decorated like with the Epcot colors, you know what I'm talking about, on the bottle, John?
Like, I probably would have bought one.
So. Oh, I would have. Like, they could have made, dude, they could have made little keychains out of them.
Yeah, exactly.
If they did that, they could have charged $7.99, John.
There you go.
But yeah, or $10.99, knowing money grubbing Bob. But they missed out on a major opportunity with that Fountain of Nations water. So, where are you at now, John? You still at China?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the same spot. So
yeah, that's been. If you ever record again, we got to stick you under that tree and make you weed.
Yeah. Well, I took care of that, so I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you, show you my weeded garden. So
okay, we'll tweet that out too, so all of our friends of the show know. And
all right.
And I know Carmen and Brian. They did do some Instagram Insta story. They had that whole Epcot pre-show. They had that over there. They went over there and seen that and had it on. Their Instagram, so I'm sure over at their YouTube channel they'll probably have video of a lot of that stuff in there, the preview center, John.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, and I know Judith and Tommy actually hung out and watched the new Epcot Forever show. Unfortunately, me and Lisa got a little agitated with the crowds and stuff like that the day we were here, so we ended up leaving. And not to mention, we only had one night at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we kind of wanted to hang out there a little bit, so... And I might have wanted to go swimming. So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, so we headed back to the resort and didn't catch the show. But it's on the list, on the to-do list. But it's just not like Illuminations. Now, if that would have been Illuminations still here, Doug, I probably would have hung out for it. So
you didn't get to see the show at all?
Not yet.
All right, well, I seen it on video because, you know, I don't wait. There's like... The part with Walt and all in it, I'm okay with. I'm happy about it. It isn't horrible. It's not. And again, River of Lights, on scale of Disney shows, is bad. But it's not bad because it's. You understand what I'm saying? It's still good. It's entertaining. But on the scale of all the other shows, it would be last of any show I've ever seen. Do you disagree?
I would think so. I saw one of the holiday shows they did at Hollywood Studios a couple of years ago with the elves. I thought that was pretty lame, too. So I would put those two as tied,
yeah.
But
yeah, you get my point. Like, my favorite two shows of all time is Illuminations. And do you know what my other favorite one is?
Let's go with...
And it's not... And I'll give it to you. It could be a show. Well, I'll give it away. It's a parade, John.
Oh, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Well, Brenda loves that. Okay. She loves that. Do you remember the one at World Showcase, John?
Oh, well, of course, Doug.
What was the name, Johnny?
That was, now you put me under the pressure. Hold on. Not Festival of Fantasy. That was, hold on a second. With the puppets and the whole thing.
Stonewalkers.
Yes, yeah, that was my son's favorite thing forever. Dang it. See, you did this on purpose.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not telling you, John. I'll make you go home, think about it, look it up. I just want you to really, really think about it. But I love that. I love all the nations. I love
Tapestry
everything.
Of
there
nations.
You go.
Good grief.
Did the hint help you, John?
Yeah, when she said nations, that was there. So.
But I love that parade, dude. It's so sad that you know why they had to do away with it, because of I think it was unsafe.
Yeah, well, Doug, looking at the crowd today, there is no way you could do a parade. I mean, you couldn't do a parade here with that crowd out on that promenade and then have people trying to get places on top of that. It was like you would have to just stop everybody for an hour to do the parade, and that's just not going to be able to happen, you know? So
with shows or fireworks, it would have to go Illuminations, Tapestry of Nations, and then the Main Street Electrical Parade for me.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Yeah, awesome.
You know what? You know what show I never saw was the one that was there after and before Main Street Electrical Parade. What's the other nighttime one they had? Mickey's Filler? No, that. What was the other night? Spectro Magic.
Spectro Magic. I've seen it like I've seen most parades as I'm roaming around the park. You follow me? Like, yeah. I've never set. The only parade I've ever set and watched was Tapestry of Nations and the Electrical Parade, and that was only because the Electrical Parade was there the second time that me and Brenda went down, and Brenda remembered it when she was a little girl, so we actually hid out in the back and watched it. You follow me?
So, yeah, cool.
But, nah, John, I'm excited about everything coming to Epcot. I'm sad about a lot of things leaving, but I'm not mad at it. I'm really not. I just hope they do something with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience Amphitheater one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to hearing less than a month now of the new part of Galaxy's Edge opening up with the Rise of the Resistance. Because that ride looks phenomenal. So very excited to get out there and try that.
And the restaurant looks pretty good. So there's a lot of exciting things going to be coming to Epcot.
Yeah.
But anyway, John, I'll let you get up from under your tree there. And
sounds good.
I appreciate all the hard work you've done roaming around that park. I know it's really, how can I put it, really hard for you, John. Real
yeah,
struggle
it's rough, Doug.
Roaming
it's
around
rough,
Epcot.
You know, I'm gonna have to make myself feel better and go get me a Lefendimon. So.
Well, enjoy roaming around. Please, guys, head over and leave us a review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Everybody be kind to one another. It was awesome again to see you with Judith and Tommy down there. That was really nice. And checking out all your – getting to see a bunch of other friends of the show. And, John, see you Tuesday, buddy, for another recording.
Hey, sounds good. And, folks, if you have a chance, go over to our Facebook group, the WW Main Street Pub. It's a private group where it's just us friends of the show hanging out. So go over there and send us a request to join our club, and I'll be sure to approve it. And basically it's just a bunch of Disney geeks sitting around doing nothing except for talking Disney. So.
Well, John, we're going to call it a night. I'm going to go let you get your Lefendimon, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Ooh. America, spread your golden wings. Sail on freedom's wind, cross the sky. Great bird, with your golden dreams, flying high,
oh, oh. Restless one, in a world of change, keeping dreams aloft in the rain.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day with this faith.
40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drifting to the right level. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.